let's talk about staying healthy. Every year, the flu spreads across the U.S. This usually happens in the winter. It is no fun to have the flu. You can have a runny nose, a sore throat, or even a fever. From time to time, other illnesses begin to spread. When an illness spreads a lot, it is important to stay as healthy as we can. What are some things a person should do if they start to feel sick? Go to the doctor? Stay home from work? Rest a lot? Eat chicken soup? Drink plenty of water? Other things? To stay healthy when an illness starts to spread, we sometimes have to do things a little differently. Many of these things are simple. Some things require a bit of sacrifice on our part. But if we do these things, we can help keep ourselves healthy, as well as our family and friends. One simple thing we can do to stay healthy is to wash our hands frequently. It is important to wash with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. If soap and water aren't easily available, we can use hand sanitizer. Do you prefer using liquid soap or an old-fashioned bar of soap? Why? It is recommended that you wash your hands for 20 seconds to stay healthy. Do you normally wash your hands for this long? Be honest. One way to make sure you wash your hands long enough is to sing Happy Birthday twice as you are washing your hands. Would you feel silly singing while washing your hands? Another tip for staying healthy is to avoid touching your face. You especially need to be careful not to touch your eyes, nose, and mouth. This can be hard to do, but it is very important. If you do need to touch your face, be sure to wash your hands first. If you feel like you are about to cough or sneeze, it is important to cover your mouth and nose. You can do this with a tissue or by coughing into your elbow. If you use tissues, be sure to throw them into the trash right away. For years, people carried cloth hankies in case they sneezed. We now know they are not very sanitary. Are you glad hankies are not used as much today? Or do you still wish people still carried around hankies? If an illness starts to spread, health experts may recommend that we stay away from other people. This is not easy. It can be very boring and lonely. But it is one of the best ways to stop germs from spreading. If you are asked to stay away from other people during an outbreak of an illness, it is important to realize that this will not last forever. Once the spread of an illness slows down, you will be able to go back to normal. Do you find it difficult to be stuck indoors alone, or do you find it easy to entertain yourself in situations like this? If someone becomes sick with the flu or another contagious illness, we should keep our distance from them. It is important to realize that we are not doing this because we are being mean or insensitive. We just need to avoid getting sick for the sake of ourselves and other people. If you have to stay in your room to keep away from people, it is important to remain calm and mentally active. There are many options. You can read books, do puzzles, watch TV shows or movies, or talk to friends and relatives on the phone. What do you like to watch on TV? The news, game shows, sitcoms, other shows? If you start to feel sick, be sure to tell a medical professional. The earlier they catch your illness, the better. In some cases, they may ask you to wear a mask. This just helps to prevent the spread of the illness. When an illness spreads, it can be a difficult time for everyone. It's not easy to remain indoors and apart from other people, but there is light at the end of the tunnel, Eventually, the illness will stop spreading and things will go back to normal. If you have any questions or concerns, you can always talk to a nurse, doctor, family member, or trusted friend. Do your best to stay positive and engaged. After all, your mental health is just as important as your physical health. This completes our story and discussion. Would you like to do this again sometime?